This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, here's what we got. We're going to talk just a minute, just for a brief moment, about the Thanksgiving costs again thing, just because there was something in it that bothered me. We're gonna laugh about Target. I can't believe, well, we'll get to that in a moment, what Target's doing, and more commie activism leading up to 2024, and a bunch of emails. That's kind of the plan, but I have to get to this. So the article, of course, it's a propaganda article from the system. What's the headline? You'll love this. You'll love this. Keep in mind, compared to just 3 years ago, the cost of virtually everything in Thanksgiving is 20 to 30% higher. Everyone's experiencing it now. I know you are. I am. Here's the headline from Reuters. But the boys printed me off many of these. I could read them all. Thanksgiving meal costs Americans less this year. That's the headline. Because it's slightly less this year than it was last year. And they dedicate the entire first page to explaining just how great you have it, how much things are down compared to last year. But maybe the part that is just the cherry on top of this little article was this part. The bad news, because they decided to throw in some bad news. The pandemic's impact on what economists refer to as the price level has been demonstrable in an across-the-board shift higher that is unlikely to reverse. What that says is your costs are higher and they're not going back, but that's not the part that gets me. The part that gets me is this, and you see this all over the place throughout our society. The pandemic's impact. The pandemic's impact. I understand that when people do something that is embarrassing, bad, wrong, evil, whatever it may be, when they do something they're not proud of. You have those things in your life? I have many in mine. I understand that the human instinct is to pretend as if that never happened. Or to excuse it away, just move on. I get that. And Lord knows I've done that with plenty of the things in my life. Again, so I get that. But the pandemic did not cause a single price increase in this country. The pandemic, it did not close a single school. The pandemic did not close down your small business. It's not the reason you lost your job. The pandemic didn't drive up inflation. The pandemic did none of those things. And I know there are so many people highly invested in that lie, the lie that the pandemic did those things. The evil people of the system who actually did them, they're invested in the lie. The Americans who participated wholeheartedly in it and now they're embarrassed about what they did, they participate in the lie because it makes them feel better. But the pandemic didn't do any of those things. A virus that is less deadly than the seasonal flu didn't do any of those things. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. The government did. The government closed down schools. The government destroyed your business. The government is the reason all your food costs more. 15 days to slow the spread. They actually stopped a $20 trillion economy. Republicans stopped a $20 trillion economy and began spending and printing money that we didn't have by the trillion. Then Joe Biden gets elected, ironically, in large part because of our panic about the pandemic, allowing mail-in ballots all over the daggone place. And then Democrats, of course, doubled and tripled down on all of that. But the pandemic is not the reason why you're staring at turkey prices and you're horrified. I remember, like it was yesterday, Republicans, top to bottom, all of them, bragging about passing trillion-dollar bills and handing you a stimmy check. I remember it like it was yesterday. Did the pandemic do that? Nope. Sorry, that doesn't work for me. And I'm not going to allow every one of you pieces of trash who participated in that ruined lives. Now you're ruining wealth. I'm not going to allow you to try to do this thing you do with the pandemic. Oh my gosh, the learning loss because of the pandemic. The small business closures because of the pandemic. Oh, I noticed Amazon didn't close because of the pandemic. Walmart didn't close because of the pandemic. Lowe's didn't close. Why? Because they were all allowed to stay open while your business was forced to shut its doors under the threat of arrest. I remember like it was yesterday here in the, quote, red state of Texas with our, quote, Republican governor. I remember a lady who was just trying to cut hair at her hair salon to pay the bills, arrested. I remember it like it was yesterday. We had her on the show back then. Oh, I remember all of you. I know everyone wants to forget, especially Republicans. Democrats want you to forget, but Republicans all want you to forget, too. They want you to forget whose idea it was 15 days to slow the spread. All these congressmen and senators, they want you to forget who passed those trillion-dollar bills. They want you to forget who was running the Fed when they were printing $6, $7 trillion in unbacked currency. They all want you to say, it's Democrats now. I was here. I was right here behind this microphone talking to you. And if you were listening back then, you remember. And I remember like it was yesterday. Oh, I know. Everyone's pro-freedom now. What? Those lockdowns were crazy. Oh, that's the easiest thing in the world, to be Mr. Freedom now. I love freedom. I can't believe they made you wear a mask, guys. Ha, ha, ha. I could pull up social media post after speech right now, showing Republican elected representatives, Republican radio hosts, Republican TV hosts, Republican writers talking about how deadly it was. Millions will die. Locked down. It's just 15 days. It's only a mask. Here we are. Every single American suffering because our money is now crap. Because the government can't stop spending. Suffering because Joe Biden's now president. You do know, you do realize that there's a direct line A to B between COVID panic and Joe Biden being president, right? Donald Trump was going to sail to re-election, and then they allowed the economy to be taken over by these complete nutballs, destroying the economy that was going well, while also enabling this whole, well, everyone has to vote by mail, otherwise we'll all die at the polls. And look at that. Everyone votes by mail. The economy goes to crap. And now this guy is the president.
We're in a situation where we agreed that fentanyl and its precursors will be curbed substantially. And the pill presses. That's a big movement. They're doing that. And by the way, I guess I shouldn't identify where it occurred, but John, I know two people near where I live. Their kids literally is this.
Gosh, I'm so freaking embarrassed. All right, let's get to some emails. Hey, dude. On Tuesday's show, you discussed the need for some physical education on being careful about what you say and to whom you say it. I'm a school resource officer, and when I told the staff and students back that the bully served a purpose, they almost passed out. The bully enforced societal norms by letting people know that odd behavior or habits would be eviscerated. The bully also got to learn a valuable lesson about when norms had shifted when he picked at the wrong person and got punched in the mouth. I think I won some of them over. Semper Fi, and he says I can use his name. His name is Steven. America's anti-bullying programs, I will always believe, have led directly to the onset of the school shooting movement in this country. You see, as soon as you told kids they weren't allowed to go out behind the gym, fight, those fights lasted for 35 seconds. One guy got a bloody nose. All the dudes got all that aggression out. They got the disrespect out. Dudes normally will become friends with who they fought after. That's very much the norm. Instead of that, everyone has to be a tattletale. Tell your mommy, tell the principal, tell your mommy. Let's do anti-bullying stuff. Now there's no more outlet until the bullied nerd for 10 years blows up, grabs an AR, and goes to school and murks 20 kids. Sometimes young men, I can't speak for women, they gotta go throw hands real quick. Do it on the grass, young fellas, not the concrete. That's how you die. Go out on the grass. Handle your business. Don't be an idiot. No stomping on people when they're on the ground. Figure it out. Work it out. Shake hands and go on about your day. All right? All right. I'm sure that'll be wildly popular. You remember that story we did a little bit earlier about the NSA and their training? Oh, that horrible training they're doing. Learning about how evil Whitey is and how everyone has to be trans. Yeah, by the way, do you have your silent bag yet? These patented signal-blocking Faraday bags from Silent, S-L-N-T. What are they for? It's so they can't track everything you do and listen to everything you do. When you're not on your smartphone or on your laptop or on your tablet, it needs to be in a silent bag, man. In this kind of country, that's a basic preparation. SLNT.com/Jesse gets you 15% off. SLNT.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You better get your questions emailed in now before it's too late. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We're going to get to a bunch of these emails. You know what? We're going to get to some emails right now. Before we start making fun of Target for Rolo Santa, we're going to get to some emails. Jesse. Thank you so much for the hour on Mac v. Sog. Pause on this for just a moment. I know you already know you can download a podcast version of the show. And for you folks who are technologically challenged like I am, I'm not making fun of anybody because I need Chris or Michael to help me out with all this stuff. If you miss something, the podcast thing on your phone really is very, very easy. If you just go to iHeart or the iHeart Radio app, it's free, I should point out. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. You can just look up The Jesse Kelly Show and download whatever hour, whatever day you want. Hour two of Monday's show this week. You know how we always do Medal of Honor Monday at the start of hour two? This one we went a bit more in depth because there was a current news story that kind of tied into it. And we did a Vietnam thing about the Mac v. Sog guys. Again, you can go back and listen to it yourself. Just know that those were not just Green Beret types. Most of them were Green Berets, but not just Special Forces types. But it was a voluntary, kind of super, super secret, separate group behind enemy lines. I mean, stuff they make movies about. Just incredible, incredible men. Anyway, she goes on to say, my dad, Captain Terry, or wait a minute. She said, I don't mind if you read this on the air or mention names. Okay, I can. You got to be careful, especially with some of those Saw guys. Okay, my dad, Captain Terry Hamrick, was one of those crazy Green Berets and was an amazing man and father. He made it home, thank God, but passed away in 2017. I have been missing him extra hard since Veterans Day and enjoyed hearing about those heroes. My dad didn't like to talk about the war and only shared funny stories with us. He had so many of them. He really loved and respected the Montagnards. Anyway, thank you and extra thanks if you read all this. Just typing this out helps. I don't mind if you read this or mention names. And I don't think anybody in the world would mind if we honor not only Captain Hamrick, but every one of those guys who gave his life in Vietnam with some taps, huh? I should note that on Monday's Medal of Honor, it was a heavy one because our recipient, as they often do, had passed away, and I was reading a book that kind of gave more background on it, and it was heavy. You know, it was a whole team of those SOG guys, pretty much almost every one of them dying, getting overwhelmed. That's what they did, dying. You know, and it's some people die and die in the muck somewhere. Anyway, Jesse, let's talk about something good. We moved from the People's Republic of Colorado back in June to a little red town in north central West Virginia. We are never going back to a blue Democrat place. Are there Democrats here? Of course there are. It has a small private college here, but the vast majority of people are very Second Amendment, very anti-communist. I absolutely love it here. Taxes are inexpensive. Cost of living is inexpensive. People still get out of the way of first responders when they come down the road. People flash their lights and let people in turn or get in line. It's like a little slice of heaven. Says I can use his name. His name is Jeff. I'm going to keep reading these stories to you. I just want you to understand that scary decision you're thinking about making. Maybe you're getting together with your husband, your wife, and you're talking about it. Maybe the kids are involved too. Maybe you guys are talking. Maybe you're praying. Maybe you're trying to make a decision. Should I get out of here? Should I get out of there? Again, I don't know your situation. I don't know your job situation, family situation. I don't know. And everyone has their own tale to tell. But I know this. I've done it. Remember, I'm not asking you to do something I haven't done. Without a job, I packed up my family, loaded everything we had in a minivan, and drove across Red America just looking for work. That's when I ended up selling RVs. I found a job on Craigslist just so I could move to a red area of the country. And what a difference. What a difference. Even just the little things in your life. What a difference. Do it. You won't regret it. And once you get there, once you get to where you're going, become an activist. Don't just get there and enjoy it. That's wonderful. I want you to enjoy it. Get there and dig in because the vile commie scum are coming. All right? Along those lines, have you practiced with your weapon? Now, I don't know what the future is going to hold. I don't know if you're going to run into a criminal tonight or if I am. Look, it's not like I live in some protected bubble, even though I'm a huge, important celebrity, Chris. What, Chris? Anyway, no. It's not like I live in some bubble. I live in a normal area, too. There was just a shootout right on the highway right by me. Did you see that, Chris? It was wild. Cops were in this big shootout. Anyway, we should probably have this conversation off the air. Anyway, I need to learn how to shoot, too. Shoot better. We all need to get better, no matter our experience level. Mantis X allows us to practice with our weapon in the comfort of our home. It's cold everywhere but Texas, but it's cold. You can practice in the heat. You can practice without firing a shot with feedback. They'll put you through drills. This is part of gun ownership. It doesn't do any good to have it if you can't hit what you're aiming at. Believe me, the bullets don't magically find the bad guy. Either you're trained or you're dead. MantisX.com. It's Christmas season too, I might point out. MantisX.com. All right? We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, where every single day we sit here and remind you.
You know, freedom is not free.
And also that tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So get your questions emailed in. All right, now we're going to move off this because I want to clean up some emails before we get to tomorrow. I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing. All right, I've got a straight face. I'm fine. Target, they have some little Santa figures on display. See, it's Christmas time, right? And one of them is a Nutcracker figurine from that Nutcracker thing, only it's all decked out in rainbow pride stuff, but that's not the best one. The best one is they have Santa Claus there for the kids as well. Except this time, Santa Claus is black. And he's in a wheelchair. What in the world? These people are certifiably insane. They really are. You can make fun of this street communist. We played her a bunch. Make fun of this lady all you want. This lady, people like her, they run corporate America.
We're outside the DNC. We're outside the Democratic Party headquarters because this party claims to be on the side of life and peace and equality. And we're saying that we want them to live up to their values and oppose this horrific war.
And just a reminder to all of you major corporations listening, this is for the major corporations, right? Actually, it probably applies to mid-sized businesses too. Remember something. Communists, they understand they're outnumbered. They understand what they want is unpopular. Communists find the choke points and they grab the choke points, which gives them power their numbers would not normally give them. How does that work in a company? The HR department. HR departments across the United States of America are filled with the most evil, vile, vicious creatures on the planet, liberal white women. Why do liberal white women go into HR? Because they're miserable human beings who hate themselves and hate life. And they understand if they go into HR, she understands. Look, the liberal white woman understands she doesn't possess the intellect or the talent to rise to the top of Target, right? She's never going to sit in the corporate boardroom of Target, but she doesn't have to. She understands she can go into HR. She'll determine who gets fired, who gets hired. She'll determine what the company training looks like. And then once she sees that choke point, eventually that will lead to evil liberal white women like her occupying the actual positions of power. Human resources. If your company has a human resources department, the chances that department is occupied by committed communists are roughly, 99%. The communists seize the human resources departments for the same reason they seize the universities in this country. They're the choke point. Everything has to get filtered through there. They want to destroy America. Okay, they want to destroy corporate America and the federal government and all these other things. What do you do? How do you do that? Well, just seize the university system, man. Once you seize the university system, then you have the choke point. Little Aiden, Jaden, and Braden. We'll go off to school because American parents are still so brainwashed to believe that everyone has to go to college. And Aiden, Jaden, and Braden will go from normal, patriotic, wonderful, self-confident young Americans when they're 18 to 22-year-olds with pink hair and a bunch of piercings in their face who hate their parents and don't come home for Thanksgiving anymore. But hey, everyone's got to go to college. Dear fanatical foodie, all your food talk has had an effect. Now I reluctantly like food more than before. But through your show and your book, I gained valuable insight into communists. Insight I never have gotten otherwise. So I've tolerated your talk of food to the point I've put on 5 unwanted pounds and had to resort to physical workouts in order to control my weight. Small price. All right. I have been accused by many, 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 many people in my life at various periods of at various points in time of being a terrible influence when it comes to food. Time and time again. My wife yells about this all the time, but before her, friends, people keep accusing me of that. I don't think that's fair. I really don't. What are you nodding your head for, Michael? It is not fair. Chris, are you with Michael? It is not fair. Okay. I'm sorry. The menu was... It's not that I get upset about... Listen, Chris. Okay, I do get upset about food. Let me clarify. I have what you will never understand, Chris. I have standards. All right. What? Chris, listen, I have standards. So when we get hungry here in the studio, no, I don't want to go eat a vending machine unleavened bread or whatever it is you would go down and purchase. I want to eat something delicious. That's called standards. That's what a menu whisperer does. Do you think I got to be the menu whisperer? Do you think I just fell into this? Think about Michael Jordan. That's how I want you to think about me. I'm the Michael Jordan of food. Yeah, the natural talent was there, but it took practice. What, Michael? What do you mean we don't eat anything healthy? It's not the same greasy food every time. Anyway, listen, sometimes grease is good for you, by the way. It keeps you regular. And I'll have you know, the hot Italian subs we just ate, they had meat, they had cheese. You're loading up on protein and dairy. The white bread probably was not great. What, Chris? What was the last vegetable I had? See, Jewish producer Chris thinks he just got me. What was the last vegetable I had? I had onions on my hot Italian sub. What do you mean onions don't count? You can't change the rules. Onions do so count. Yes, they do. Anyway, I had onions on my Italian sub. I'm not only full of meat and cheese and everything else, I got my veggies for the day. In fact, I can feel the nutrition coursing through me right now. Don't tell me we don't get anything healthy. We get healthy stuff all the time. Just yesterday, I had a protein shake that I drank down with our pizza and chicken wings. There, protein, chicken, everything you need. I can't get over this useless rep, Tom McClintock.
Why did you vote against impeaching Mayorkas?
Because it's completely unconstitutional. Impeachment's a very limited power to remove officials for, quote, treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, a high crime's an actual crime that's related to the office. Now, Mayorkas is guilty of maladministration, neglect of duties, malfeasance in office, but these are not impeachable offenses. And we know that because the American founders specifically rejected them at the Constitutional Convention. And the reason was they didn't want impeachment twisted into a weapon for political grievances. So if Green and her friends are successful in redefining impeachment, well, then the next time the Democrats have the majority, I think we can expect this definition to be turned against the conservatives on the Supreme Court.
Remember something. Always remember this. Freedom is not something you acquire by practicing it. And you're never going to change the communist by inspiring him with your good conduct. Democrats already made the decision that impeachment is simply a weapon. They made that decision when they impeached President Donald Trump twice for doing absolutely nothing wrong. The only response that might get us out of this mess is impeaching every single one of them every single week. Make it completely ridiculous. If you're not going to return fire, we're already finished. This is what I mean by the low T GOP. All right. We have headlines I didn't get to. A couple emails. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. It's a Thursday. The week is almost over. All right. Now let's do a couple things here. First, I want to be honest with you about something. Obviously, I love that you listen. You know, we're all an anti-communist family here, and I love that we're a community. We support and help each other. So I want you to keep listening. I do. At the same time, if Joe Biden actually does get replaced by Gavin Newsom on the presidential ticket, as I've been predicting for, what, 2 years now, Chris? Don't roll your eyes, Chris. How long is it, Michael? It's been 2 years? Three. It has so been 2 years. How long, Michael? No, we're not talking about the Eric Adams thing, Michael. We've memory-holed that. Don't bring up old stuff. Anyway, for a long time, I've been talking about Joe Biden being replaced by Gavin Newsom. Oh, everyone's saying it now, but we have old audio where I've predicted it. Joe Biden had quite a brain fart out there today.
I want to talk about Governor Newsom. I want to thank him. He's been one hell of a governor, man. Matter of fact, he could do anything you want. He could have the job I'm looking for.
Oh, that's awkward, isn't it? That is awkward. And I read something today. It was a fascinating little read, and it was cited with sources and things like that. I want to give credit to it, even though I don't know the guy's real name, Techno Frog, whatever. But I read it. It was very, very fascinating, outlining the DNC rules and how they could actually nominate Biden. You know, go to the DNC, do the convention. Of course, there won't be any American flags again. Probably some hammer and sickle flags. They'll do the DNC convention, nominate Biden. And then, boom, if he drops out then, which that's August, that's next August. That seems awfully late to me. But if he drops out then, apparently they have rules in place where they can just kind of just select somebody. No more primaries, no more nothing. Oh, my gosh. What if that actually happens? Jeez. Anyway, Joe Biden wants to let you know how good you
have it. Folks, we're already seeing the results. The last quarter, the American economy grew 4.9%. The highest growth rate in 2 years.
Again, it's quite a level of arrogance as everyone suffers, as the American people watch their standard of living disappear. It's just the oddest campaign strategy in the world to get up and constantly tell everybody how great they're doing. I love he tries to throw this little bit in.
I acknowledge there's a disconnect between the numbers and how people feel about their place in the world right now. We can deal with the second part as well.
The solution to them is always that you're just too stupid to understand how good you have it, see? And they'll blame the media. Why don't you guys talk how great the economy is even more? Friggin' people. I know what I do. I know what I do now that the economy's going down. I try to find ways to save money. That's what I do. One of the easiest ways, of course, is switching your cell phone service to PureTalk. You see, if you have Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, not only are those garbage commie companies, but they hate you, and they're really expensive, very expensive. My family of four, when we switched to Pure Talk, our bill got cut in half, and they're giving out free phones right now. Just stay with me. Right now, this is a Black Friday deal. If you sign up for their unlimited talk, text, and 15 gig data plan, that's $35 a month, by the way. That's it, $35 a month. You get a free Moto G 5G phone. Free. Does that sound good? While supporting a company that shares your values, here's what you have to do. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. You will get to talk to an American because that's how patriotic Pure Talk is. They hire Americans who speak English. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. All right? All right, again, this Senator Kennedy cut.
The difference between a stay order and an injunction.
A stay order would prohibit, an injunction would restrain the parties from taking action. A stay order, I'm not sure that I actually can give you the...
Okay. That.
Yeah, you can make fun of her for being a moron. I guarantee you... She can tell you how wonderful it is to cut your penis off and pretend to be a woman. I guarantee she can go on and on about how evil white people are. But the law? You think that's actually what they're teaching in law school? Get serious.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Left-wing activists launch abortion ballot initiative in Nebraska. This is going to be something you're going to see over and over and over again. They think abortion is a winning issue for them, especially in red states, especially because liberal white women love to slaughter their babies by the million. So you're going to see this pop up in red state after red state after red state. It would be really nice if the American church would wake up and fight back because we have way more numbers. But hey, who has time for that when you're cheek turning? Russia set for $75 billion surplus, according to Bloomberg. It occurs to me that this Russia-Ukraine thing is going to end, and there are going to be endless amounts of American money down the toilet, American weapons flowing around the world. Russia's going to have all the territory they wanted in the beginning and also be more financially better off. But hey, man, those foreign policy experts in this country. Derek Chauvin makes new bid to overturn George Floyd conviction. Sometimes you forget that there's a Minnesota cop who's in prison for murdering George Floyd, and the medical examiner in the case admitted that George Floyd wasn't murdered. That's the kind of justice system we have now. Why do we have that justice system? Because these people are the judges.
The difference between a stay order and an injunction.
A stay order would prohibit, an injunction would restrain the parties from taking action. A stay order, I'm not sure that I actually can give you the...
Okay.
That.
Yeah. She's not there to practice the law, to be a judge. She's there to throw you in prison. Wall Street mega donors warm to Nikki Haley, as if you needed yet another reason to despise Nikki Haley. Soros-backed Virginia prosecutor ousted from office. We are making headway. We are getting wins locally around this country. Yes, federally, it's really, really, really bad. I'm not going to sugarcoat that for you. But locally, we are doing a lot of good, even in places like Virginia. That was in Virginia. U.S. retail sales fell in October for the first time in 7 months. Let's hope that does not continue into the Christmas season. A consumer-driven economy kind of needs those retail sales. Video contradicts DOJ allegations against New Jersey man subjected to armed FBI raid in a manhunt. Yeah, the video evidence, courtesy of Julie Kelly, actually shows the man not assaulting police, shows the man aiding police and then talking about backing the boys in blue after, and they still sent the FBI to his home. Why did they send the FBI to his home? Well, because he's on the right. Because the Cheka is there to protect Democrats and arrest Republicans. Now, don't forget to send me your emails because tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. All 3 hours belong to you. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.